السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین اهدنا الصراط المستقیم صراط الذین انعمت علیہم غیر المغضوب علیہم ولا الضالین.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Huzur is asking whether this sermon is going live. Then Huzur says that today by the grace of Allah, I'm here in Italy. The name of that is Saint Petrio, Huzur is asking, and it's a long name and that should be enough for people. And Allah Almighty is enabling me to deliver this sermon from here, which is a part of a township in the suburb of Bologna in Italy. And it is for the first time that from this country the live sermon is being broadcast. For a large long period of time, the members of the Jamaat over here, although despite the very few number of them, or despite the fact that the Jamaat was established here, there was no center of the Jamaat, there was no place for the Jamaat here. About 2 years ago, Allah Almighty enabled the Jamaat to purchase this piece of land. Allah Almighty now enable you to build a mosque here in in this place, and the impediments in the way, they may be removed, the obstacles may be removed. From the people of the area, the anti-Islamic campaign which is going on, or because of the doings of certain Muslim groups who have defamed Islam, the people whose hearts are filled with the enmity against Islam, and they are in search of such opportunity where they can defame Islam, they should do so. So Allah Almighty make it so that because of the bad doings of these so-called Muslims, they may not be enabled to talk against Islam and to make a molehill, mountain out of the molehill. They may not be able to have this opportunity. So anyway, you pray that now Allah Almighty remove these obstacles, and not only here but also in Rome, enable us to build a mosque and establish a mission house there. despite these anti-Islamic propaganda and campaign in Europe and in various countries and cities, Allah Almighty is enabling the Jamaat Ahmadiyya Muslima to build the mosque. This is the grace and blessing of Allah Almighty, who is opening these ways for us. There are some difficulties, no doubt, and in some places our request has been rejected, but then Allah Almighty opens up another way which is beyond our comprehension even. So this trend and this wind which Allah Almighty has started to blow, that Jamaat Ahmadiyya should expand and progress and to convey the true message of Islam to the people, Allah Almighty is providing all the arrangements for us. And it's not because of any virtue of us, and nor there is much effort on our side. In this very center, as I said, we were opposed to come over here. In coming over here, and the counselors and the people of the area but the Jamaat was able to introduce them to the message of the true Islam and Ahmadiyyat, and many neighbors, including the mayor, many counselors, they have actually now raised a voice in our favor. And day before yesterday, the mayor of the area who came into the reception, he was saying during the conversation that there should be no obstacle in the establishment of the mission of the Jamaat here in this area, because most of our neighbors, he said, the neighbors of the Ahmadiyya center, they do not have any objection to that one, and they do consider us as peace loving people. Anyway, Huzur says all these things, all these things, they put great responsibility on the Ahmadis who are living here, and by that I mean all those who live in this country. Each and every Ahmadi has a responsibility in whichever part of the country he might be living. Every Ahmadi should remember that he is the one who has believed in the Messiah of Muhammad, and he has joined his community, and they are living in that country, in the part of which is the center of the Christian caliphate. Whether worldly sort of structure is there, but still they have the system of Pope is still established here, and they are trying to continue establishing it, and they have the respect for Pope. And a large number of people in Europe, they are the believers of this system, those who are Catholics. But now, according to the decree of Allah Almighty, the Messiah of Muhammad is going to hoist the flag of Islam in the whole world, and kind-hearted, nice, pious-hearted people, and they are going to be given the message of the truth of Islam. And this is the responsibility of each and every Ahmadi. For the time being, we don't have any qualified missionary here. The missionary from Switzerland comes over here. We are trying to send a missionary here. May Allah make this arrangement very soon. And because of that, it is the responsibility of each and every Ahmadi that in their efforts and in their conditions, they should bring about such a change that the administration realizes that the community, ordinary members of that community, they are showing such high moral standards, and they are following, and they are fully obedient to the law of the country, then the standard of that missionary will also be very high. So therefore, there should be nothing stopping them from giving the permission. So each and every Ahmadi should try to become the ambassador of Ahmadiyyat, so that the community may be established on firm footing, strong footing. But it should also be understood that after the arrival of the missionary, your responsibilities will in no way be reduced, rather more than before. You have to raise your standards in spirituality and in religious matters. so that not only one or two, rather in the whole country, we should have our missionaries, and also our mosques should be spread all over the country. And that country, which is the Messiah of Moses, is the center of that. In that, the followers of the Messiah of Muhammad, they should be in exceeding number and overwhelming number. And this is a big job. It's not an ordinary job. If you are going to take care of that promise which you made at the hand of the promised Messiah, and you are devoted to the Khilafat-e Ahmadiyya, then if not today, then tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, then day after tomorrow, you will be able to achieve this objective. Not only you, but your progenies will see this thing being fulfilled. The Christianity, after the hard time of several centuries, after undergoing this torture and difficulties, it spread there, here. But it spread with the concept of Trinity, not the unity. But inshallah ta'ala, God willing, the Ahmadiyya, the true Islam, is to convert this Trinity into unity and to establish the unity, and they have to work hard for that. And for the establishment of unity and the oneness of Allah and the flag of Ahmadiyyat, a flag of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that has to be raised high. And by the grace of Allah, inshallah ta'ala, the whole world, in order to convey the message into the whole world, the servants of the Messiah of Muhammad, they are going to offer their sacrifices. And these sacrifices will be only possible in that case when we are truly righteous people, when we fully recognize the purpose of our creation and we understand that, when we are keeping an eye on our conditions, when we are giving preference to religion over the worldly things, when our dealings, worldly dealings, should be based on love and affection and brotherhood, and they should become a true example of that. When we are very closely attached to the system of the Jamaat, when we are completely devoted and loyal to the institution of Khilafat-e Ahmadiyya, when we are promise that we have made with the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we are always keeping that in front of us. And when the full control of Allah and His Messenger is fully imposed upon us, so when Allah Almighty has given you this opportunity, those who are Pakistani nationals, that because of the condition of their life, they have come over here, where you have got the satisfaction of your mind, so far as you are concerned, and the financially your conditions are also getting better. And so you should be grateful to Allah Almighty. And the expression of this gratefulness should be in this way: when you will be acting upon those things which I have just mentioned, you will keep an eye on that, and you will be following the path of righteousness. After the Ahmadis from Pakistan, the second largest number of the group, I am told, is African Ahmadis. And among them, the Ghanaian Ahmadis are overwhelming. And then Ahmadis from Morocco and from Algeria. You are the people who Allah Almighty has put you in a better worldly condition by coming over here. It is also your responsibility that you also keep your promise of Ba'ath in front of you. And from the African-born Ahmadis, a large number of them are such that they themselves are their elders. They left Trinity and they were fortunate to accept the unity and Islam. Now it is your responsibility that after you have joined this faith of Islam, now Allah Almighty has put this responsibility upon you, that you should convey the message of the unity to the Christian people here. And this responsibility increases with the fact that when you see that Allah Almighty financially in this country, Allah Almighty has granted you affluence here in this country. And in this way, this responsibility is also upon these Arab Ahmadis from Al-Jazair and in Morocco, that the blessing which Allah Almighty enabled you to achieve, this spiritual provision, which the food which was which we have received through the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, you should also enable other people to partake from that and get the blessings from it. A true Muslim, according to the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his instruction is, his duty is, that whatever he likes for himself, he should like the same for his brother. So therefore, to your fellow nationals and fellow beings, fellow country people, and you have to convey the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has been brought through his obedient servant, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Only then you will be able to fulfill this this responsibility. The people from Morocco and from other African countries, they have told me during the meeting that Allah Almighty guided them through the visions regarding the truth of the promised Messiah by showing him the face, blessed face of the promised Messiah, or told them the truth about the told them about the truth of the Ahmadiyyat in the dreams. So this is this action of Allah Almighty is definitely because of certain goodness in you, which he has shown in this favor. So this is a blessing of Allah Almighty, and the reward of that you have to you cannot pay the debt of gratitude of this blessing upon you throughout your life. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, "Hal jazaul lehsane illa lehsan," that the ihsan, the reward of that cannot be except the ihsan. The goodness can only be repaid by goodness. And when we see that this instruction is there, that this blessing which Allah Almighty was given to your parents, always remember this. And it is mentioned in hadith that you cannot repay the debt of gratitude upon your parents at all. So Allah Almighty, more than anybody, he is the one who is gracious and kind upon his true servants. So how much right is due to Allah Almighty, that whatever favor he has done, one should try to pay back this debt of gratitude. Because of his Rahmaniyat, there is a general blessing is there, which is shared by all the creatures, a creation of Allah. And this ihsan and this blessing is to a pious person, because a person is grateful to the rububiyat of Allah Almighty, and one cannot once really raise one's head because of that. But when Allah Almighty spiritually himself is guiding the people to the right path, and Allah Almighty is protecting them from being to fall into the pit of fire, so then how great is this blessing of Allah Almighty, which a person, even if he desires, he cannot pay the full gratitude to this blessing of Allah Almighty. So according to this Hal jazaul lehsan illa lehsan, when the question is there, it is going to be one-sided, that the blessing of Allah Almighty, it is impossible to repay that ihsan and goodness back to Allah Almighty. For a servant of Rahman Allah, there is only one way open, that throughout the life he must be mentioning the blessings of Allah Almighty and must try to become a grateful servant of Allah. And also this is the responsibility of an Ahmadi, that the message of Allah should spread it in one's atmosphere, and one should do one's best to do so. So these people who are living here in this, whether they are Arabs from Morocco or Al-Jazair, I tell all of them that you can repay this gratitude of Allah Almighty. You cannot really do it, but the expression of your gratefulness can be done, in particularly if when you are telling them about the Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam, when you convey this message, you can do it when you convey this message to your fellow countrymen. This message and these things is not only for those people who are Arabic speaking. When I mentioned about the Pakistani or the Bengali Ahmadis are also there, and it is also their responsibility. They should also be working on the same line. Rather, people of every nation, it is their responsibility. Even if our total life is exhausted in this life, still we cannot say that we have really paid the debt of gratitude of Allah Almighty. Our Creator and our Creator, how can we repay all the blessings that He is giving us? By only acting upon His commandments, and we can become those who become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty, provided each and every action and saying of us is for the entirely for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. So this is truly a blessing of Allah Almighty, that He has enabled us to accept the Imam of the Age, and who is a very true servant of the follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have been able to believe in him, and by doing so, he has enabled us to join in that community, which is truly following the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as Allah Almighty has shown this blessing to the people before us, so now He is going to do the same now. Allah Almighty reminding us this blessing of Allah Almighty says, Balillahu yamunnu alaykum an hadakum lil iman in kuntum sadiqin. That Allah Almighty has guided you to the faith. So that is a blessing and favor of Allah Almighty. So the acceptance of a faith is the blessing of Allah Almighty. And to repay this debt of gratitude should be done by all. And in this effort, a true mu'min, a true believer, will be there at that time when he has the quality of righteousness in his heart. When he is aiming to achieve the pleasure of Allah Almighty, when according to the instruction of Allah Almighty, the purpose of creation is in front of him, regarding which Allah Almighty says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn and the human beings but for my worship. If there is a purpose, then only this is the purpose for which I have created all of them. And a worshipping person, he can be truly called the servant of Rahman Allah. And he can be grateful for the bounties of Allah. Offering the prayer regularly 5 times a day. And remembrance of Allah is also a worship. And doing some effort for the pleasure of Allah Almighty to do everything becomes an act of worship. But the prayer is the essence of all the worships. The prayer is the essence of all the worship. And in order to become true mu'min, and you have to take care and protect your prayers. You try to establish the institution of prayer. This center which you are going to establish here, and then after that you will try to establish a mosque here. And also, the people who has come from Rome, they have also requested me for prayer that we should be able to establish a mosque there. All these desires and these prayers, in order to get all these prayers to be accepted, the great means of that is, and actually the means of getting any good thing is to totally make you submissive and obedient to the command of Allah Almighty. And if you are totally submissive to Allah, and in order to achieve the pious objectives, then Allah Almighty is going to help you. So pay attention to your worships. If those worships and that worship which you which is the essence of all the worship, if you are not paying attention to that, if you are not paying attention to your five daily prayers, then the building of the center or the building of the mosque, then this very simple desire cannot create any enlightenment in your faith. Regarding tabligh and conveying the message of Ahmadiyyat, I have mentioned the means of that is the prayer. And the result of the tabligh, the preaching, are also going to be achieved through prayer. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that our victory, it depends on the prayers. So in order to have the victory and success, so therefore we have to pay attention to this means of that, of prayer, which Allah Almighty has established for us, and that is the prayer. Allah Almighty in the beginning of the Holy Quran has mentioned in the fourth verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, after the belief in the unseen, Allah Almighty has drawn the attention to the prayer. The various stages of taqwa, in order to achieve that, it is essential to establish the institution of prayer. During the meeting, many people met me, those who belong to such families who have been offering great sacrifices, but they have been very slack in prayers. They themselves realize that we are slack in this obligation. They request for prayers for that. But these prayers will be effective when you yourself also take some positive step. On one side, you are listening to the call for prayer, the azan, and the muezzin is calling you to the prayer, and you are being called to come for prayer. And then instead of responding to this azan and go to the mosque, if you continue your jobs and your business, then this is like deceiving your own self. And this is a deception for that person as well, whom you request for prayers, that you should be established on piety. And this is also a sort of deception to God. So come out of this deception and deceit. If your intention is pious, then in order to take positive steps, then you have to wage a jihad against the Satan of your own self. When you will be doing like that, then you will see. Then you will see that the prayer will become your first priority. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that a human being, all the limbs are the faculties or the capabilities which have been granted to a human being. The real objective is to fully appreciate and recognize God Almighty and to know God Almighty. This is the purpose. This is, and that is why that despite doing all the things in their life, a person the true satisfaction of heart and religious satisfaction cannot be found in anything, neither by getting a very high office or become a big businessman or a big position, or even if he becomes a good philosopher. All these worldly things, and he goes out of this world with great remorse. And his heart is always accusing him within, and his attempts and his efforts, and in his efforts, his conscience is never in agreement with him. So if every Ahmadi is going to analyze oneself, so then the voice of his inner voice is going to put him to shame. Every Ahmadi who has been enabled to recognize the Imam of the age, and because of some goodness of that person, he has been enabled to be attached to the Jamaat. So then his conscience will be accusing him again and again that you should come back to your purpose of creation. That is the reason that some Ahmadis, very desperately, in great agony, in a state of restlessness, they express this desire in their letters. As I said, during the meeting, verbally they mention that, they request that we should become the people who are observing the Salat, the prayer. Allah Almighty enable every Ahmadi to pay attention to the purpose of his creation. The progress in worship enables a person, reminds him regarding the due responsibility towards Allah and his fellow being, and also towards becoming grateful to Allah Almighty. If Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, after believing in him, if we do not pay attention to the improvement of our spiritual conditions, so then while we will be going away from our promise and covenant, we would also be negating the blessings of Allah Almighty. And then Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ حُفْرَةٍ مِّنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْكَزَكُمْ مِّنْهَا that you were on the brink of a pit of fire, then Allah Almighty protected you from that. So this is the favor of Allah, that in this age and time, Allah Almighty has attached us with that community, which is the community of the greatest follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you see, in the whole Islamic world, this thing is being said with great emphasis, that if you have to protect the Muslim Ummah, then you should have the system of Khilafat. Allah Almighty, according to his promise, the Nizame, the institution of Khilafat which he has established, then that is the majority of the Muslim is not ready to accept that. So these people do not understand that after Khilafat-e-Rashida, the long period which was there when they were deprived from the system of Khilafat, that was because of those reasons and those doings. When the Muslims went, they went away from the righteousness, and they rejected this commandment of Allah Almighty, وَاتَسَمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that you hold fast to this rope of Allah Almighty strongly and don't be divided among yourself. So when this division was there, this schism was there, then the result was imminent, that they were deprived from the quality of righteousness and they were thrown away from this quality. But Allah Almighty, whose promises are always true, he, for the ultimate victory of Islam, in order to joining the people of the latter days with the people of the earlier people, then he sent the promised Messiah, and without believing in that, about which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the prophecy that he will be coming in the latter days, so without having an attachment with that one, the blessings of Khilafat cannot be achieved. So with this reference, I would like to say the same thing to you, that Allah Almighty, showing his favor upon you, he has enabled you to believe the promised Messiah and brought you under the shade of the Khilafat. Allah Almighty has protected you from falling into the pit of fire. So now you hold fast to righteousness and hold fast to this rope very strongly. And nobody can hold fast to this rope because of his own virtues. If the goodness and the virtues and the good deeds which they might be doing in there, but actually you need the help of Allah for that, and in order to get the help of Allah Almighty, you have to submit to Allah Almighty, you have to pray to Allah Almighty, and you have to be closely linked with the system of the Jamaat, and only then you will be able to get the blessings from the institution of Khilafat. And in order to do that, and to have the blessings from that institution, regarding which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made the prophecy that it's going to be permanent and everlasting. It is very essential to follow the path of righteousness. Allah Almighty, in order to get the blessings from Khilafat, has mentioned Iman, the faith, and the pious deed, the Amal-e-Saleh. And the faith is strengthened when you have the fear of Allah Almighty and you are completely realize that. And then you are paying attention to these good deeds only in that case when you are showing total commitment and obedience to Allah and to His Prophet, and you are having this responsibility upon you. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That, O believers, you have the taqwa of Allah with all the conditions. And the death should come upon you in such a condition that you are fully submissive to Allah. So this is the climax, the attainment of which we have to do work very hard. A true believer should be in particularly reminded to this point, has been reminded to this point, that the achievement of the purpose of life without piety is impossible. All efforts to perform the worship and all efforts to perform the dues towards the fellow beings and all the claims of coming into the allegiance of the Imam of the age and the declaration of your attachment to the institution of Khilafat, and you are saying that Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, this claim that you make that we believe in Allah and follow the Messenger, believe in follow Allah and follow the Messenger, this will be only possible when you have really the seed of righteousness in your heart. So a true believer, because of his unpious deeds, he is away from the blessings of Allah Almighty, then he has the hope that the mercy of Allah Almighty is very vast. If I submit to Him, if I pray, if I seek the blessings of Allah Almighty, then this very big mercy of Allah Almighty, very vast mercy of Allah Almighty, is going to protect me and to forgive me. And both these things, they will be only in front of a mu'min at that time when he has profound conviction that Allah Almighty is Almighty. He has got all the powers. And the one who believes Him, the owner of all the powers, fully powerful, only then our steps will be moving towards that Allah. And then we will try to follow His commandments. And then we will try to understand the real significance of taqwa. In one narration it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that always be obedient to Allah, never ever disobey Him. Always be grateful to Allah Almighty and never ever be ungrateful to Him. Always remember Him and never ever forget Him. So we act upon this word of advice, then our prayers will be well established. We will continue to be the grateful servants of Allah, and also we will be taking care towards the rights of the fellow beings, and we will be attached to the institution of Khilafat, and the blessings attached to that one, we will be continue to get the blessings of that. Allah Almighty, this right, Allah Almighty, enable us to discharge this responsibility to all of us. Allah Almighty has said, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, that death should not come to you until you are in a state of full submission. So this life and death is not in the hand of anyone. No one has the control over it. Allah Almighty keeps a person alive whomsoever He likes, and He causes someone to die whenever so decrees. So the meaning of that is that we should always be at all times we should spend our lives according to the dictates of Allah, so that whenever the death overtakes us, it should come in a state that we are fully striving, employing our full faculties in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. We should be busy in this endeavor. So our sustenance lies in the fact that we should be acting upon the commandments of Allah Almighty. A man is prone to make mistakes, and there are some stages of weakness as well. Therefore, when we continue to seek blessing, help from Allah Almighty all the time, that death should not come upon us when we are outside the state of obedience. And death should not come upon us when we are away from the quality of taqwa. Then Allah Almighty will create such conditions that always the faith and righteousness, death should come in a state when we are in a state of faith and righteousness. So we should also pray. It is very important to pray for the good end of a person. And a true believer should always keep this point of prayer in front of him. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says about that no one knows when the time of death is going to come, and this is definite, that this is going to come. It is imminent. A wise man has the responsibility that every time he should be ready for that. That is why Allah Almighty says, لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. That at every time, if a person is not making his dealing fair with Allah Almighty and does not fulfill his promises, that cannot be done. He said that, as I said, there are two types of due obligations. One are due to Allah and the other due to the fellow beings. And hukuk-e ibad, the dues to the people, there are also two, twice, whether those who are religiously your brother, maybe your father or somebody else, because they have got a brotherhood based on religion. And the second type is that the human beings in a general, the kindness should be there. So Allah Almighty, he says that the highest responsibility in the dues towards Allah is to worship him. And this worship should not be for any selfish purpose. And even if there is no paradise and no hell, still Allah Almighty should be worshipped. And because of the pure love of Allah, which one should have for the Creator, there should be no difference at all. And in kindness to fellow beings, my understanding is that unless you don't pray even for your enemy, your heart cannot be really cleansed. So this is the teaching which is very essential for those people who are walking on the path of righteousness. That the rites towards Allah Almighty, they should do put in their best effort for that, and also to fulfill their responsibility towards fellow being. And when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he expects from his followers and believers that their hearts should be clean even in relation to their enemies, and they should be praying for them. So then, regarding their mutual relationship, how much the need is there that they should be all united and one. When wala tafarraku, that you don't be divided among yourself, that instruction has been given to them. So one requirement of taqwa is that every member of the community, regarding their office holders, they should show total obedience to them, and show total obedience and cooperation should be there. And every office holder should be obedient to those who are above him, and he should be fully obedient and try to attain the high standards of obedience. And the auxiliary organizations within their circles, they are no doubt independent, and they are directly under the Khalifa of the time. But under the administration of Jamaat, each member of the member of these auxiliary organizations, but they are obedient to the institution of the Jamaat as a member of the Jamaat. So pay attention to this one. If you have to see the Jamaat to progress, if you want to have the fruits of your tabligh efforts, if you want to raise your standards of tabligh, then everywhere united you have to work together. So following the path of righteousness, And even if there is some difference, but you make use of the prayer. And at the most, if there is some difference of opinion, then bring it to my notice. If you think that the administration, the level of Jamaat can be adversely affected by that, then bring it to my notice if it is a matter which can give harm to institution. But there should be no deficiency in the level of your obedience. And this is one of the blessings of Allah Almighty, and it is one way of being grateful for the blessings of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable every Ahmadi, and particularly the office holders, that they should be able to set up their high standards and good standards, so that for the newcomers they should serve as a role model and not should become a stumbling block. This is the common responsibility of men and women, that while they bring about pious changes in them and they pay attention to following the path of righteousness, they should also look after the training of their children, that when they grow up, they should become the good example of Islamic teaching, and that sign should be there in their childhood, should be visible in the aid of childhood. And there should be a distinction between an Ahmadi child and a non-Ahmadi child. And then these children, the future generations, they should be working, actively working in conveying the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat, so that the message should be continued, continuously being spread in this country.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina وَمِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر